You might want to know who was at a party, or you want to ask your children what kind of party they were going to. You might say, blank is going to be there.
Certain person want to be there?
No, you might ask them, you want to know what type of people are going to be there.
Yeah.
You might ask your children.
I said, well, how was the party? Was it nice? Did they have any disturbance? Was it all right?
And you wanted to ask, know about who was there. You might say, who?
I would say, well, was there anybody there you all know? Any of your friends were there?
Okay, who all was
there? And I'd say, who all was there? Anybody you know? Was?
Okay.
Well, I said, did you meet any of your friends over there?
Now, people have to come, been to visit you, and they're about to leave. You say, now, a bunch of people are leaving your house now. You want to say, now?
They're all gone. I said, everybody's gone now.
Well, what would you say to them as they were leaving?
Well, I'd say goodbye.
You are?
You mean when the people were leaving my home from the party?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd say goodbye. I certainly enjoyed you all being here. I was glad you could come over.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed the party.
Now, if something belongs to me,
it's yours.
If it belongs to both of us, you say it's
ours.
It belongs to them?
No. If I were talking with two other people, I would say them.
If it belongs
well,
to them.
Well, not you and I wouldn't say that.
If it belongs to them, you say
it belongs to them. It belongs to those people. It belongs to that couple.
It's theirs.
It's theirs.
And if it belongs to him, it's?
It's his.
Okay. Now, if a man had been running for 2 miles,
mm-hmm,
and he had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is?
Well, 16 blocks, I think, is a mile.
Yeah. You say he couldn't run anymore. 2 miles is?
Too far? Or
what?
Too long? 2 miles was too far for him to run? Or that was a long route to run.
Okay. No, you know, maybe you had to get somewhere, and you might say, I went for 2 miles and I couldn't go any further. 2 miles was
a lot for me to walk and run.
That was
as far as I could go.
Okay. Now, if somebody offers to do you a favor, you say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be
bothered.
I don't want to be what to anybody? I don't want to be...
Well, I don't want to be any trouble to anybody.
Beholden? I don't want to be...
No, I wouldn't say beholden.
Okay.
If somebody wanted to do something for me, I tell them I appreciate it, but I don't want to be any bother. I don't want to give them any trouble.
Somebody asked you whether you can do a certain job, you say, why?
Well, it would depend on if I could do it or not.
Sure.
Yeah. If it's something I could do, I say, sure, certainly I'd do it.
Sure,
if it's something I could do, I say, well, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I don't know how, something like that.
Okay. Now, you might say there was a terrible accident up the road,
uh-huh,
but there was no need to call a doctor because by the time...
That's my grandson. That is the father of the baby. That's her husband.
That's a fine-looking kid you got there. Thanks.
How you doing?
Alright.
You can come. Come this way, look.
Well, when somebody asks you about doing something, you know,
mm-hmm,
you say, I'm not sure, they ask you, they say, can you go to town tomorrow? You might say, well, I might be busy. You might say, why don't you ask me tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You say